This side of the tape is a variety of musical selections, instrumental, by various members of the family. We'll let each one of them introduce themselves as they begin to play.
I'm going to play "Fir Leaves" by Ludwig von Beethoven.
Who are you?
Stephen, on the clarinet. Concerts, going all around to different schools and playing for them. And I'm going to play that song that I've just played at a May 24th at a spring concert for our school. And we just got new bikes and we've been having lots of fun riding around. By the way, happy Mother's Day!
Hi Grandma, this is Russell. I'm going to play a song called "Starscape" that we're playing in the band that has a band accompaniment to it. But we won't have him here, so I'm just going to play the solo. Science kids, and we've been going on a lot of science trips all around. Just recently we went to Vernal, to Dinosaur National Monument, and I've been having a lot of fun in that. In this science class we've studied rocks and minerals and mountain formations and dinosaur bones, and in fact we even each got a dinosaur hunting license when we went to the Dinosaur National Monument. The license entitles you to, has a list of the certain dinosaurs that you can kill, and it's signed by Al E. Oop. Now I'm going to play one of my favorite songs on our fantastic organ.
Tenderness and care I have known. I'm thankful to that God, and you chose me for your own. Each night I say a prayer for you. I know he will hear. May God bless and keep you always, my mother dear. And at school, I have learned our times tables, and a month before today, our school had a play called The Revolt of the Foolish Molar, and it was about a molar who ate lots of bad foods, and I was an apple and a jelly bean in the play. And also, I am on a baseball team called the Yankees, and in about 5 weeks from now, we will have the first game of the year, and I love, and happy Mother's Day, and I love you, Grandma.
Allison, Grandma and Grandpa, and she has one of her favorite songs to sing for you.
I'm glad. which out of thought you've has given me the only hope the parents I could be. Leave me, guide me, rock me, sorry, help me find a way. Let that know.
Okay, is there anything else you want to do?
Not you. You do the rest.
Do you know any other songs?
Do you want
your A's of these songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I judge a kid over me. She loves to be. It's just a music from me. Now I know why everything, but she sing when I'm with me.
Yeah. Okay, any other ones that you like?
Mm-hmm. You want to say anything nice to Grandma?
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Did you tell them where you went today? What a good girl you were?
Music.
Allison had a visit to the dentist today. She sat in this big chair and opened her mouth nice and wide so he could look in at her teeth. And when she was all done, she got a toy and a balloon.
Mother and Dad, this is Chris. I'm going to attempt to play a few numbers on the organ. I can't believe how hard it's been for me to learn this, and I probably won't do a very good job, but you know some of the possibilities that there is in getting the sounds out of this organ. Russell gave you a good example of the fun stuff. I'm just using straight organ stops and nothing fancy. The music might be recognizable. It'll probably be slower than what you're used to. But this first number is called Stairway to the Stars. Kind of an interesting arrangement of it. Thank you. did use one set that's not on a regular organ. It was the jazz flute. It sounds like a real person standing there playing the flute. We have a few stops like the saxophone and the clarinet, trombone, and trumpet that make a nice solo instrument. This next piece I'll do is a little different for the organ, but you can do it if your touch is light enough. It's called the Black and White Rag. Have fun on this. The kids like to come in and experiment with new sounds, and Allison and Brett and Stephen can play, and then the others always have to work at it. But we hope you've enjoyed our selections, and know that we love you and hope you have a nice and happy Mother's Day, and remember the fond memories of being a mother. I know sometimes it's a little hard to realize that you're enjoying all this, but in the long run, I'm grateful to be a mother, and I'm glad and grateful for the example that you set for me, being such an unselfish and kind person. And listen with your heart on most of these. It's not professional at all, but we've enjoyed doing it for you.
Today we have been come over and we went to the mailbox and then we had some sunshine perch and some crackers outside. And when the parents came, they left. Dad got me a new hot cycle, and Dad also got the boys some new bikes after their cars. We tell them that they got some new bikes and they're 10 speed. And Dad got new bikes and they're called 10 speed. And they like to ride all over today.
We're finally getting some nice days where the sun is out and it's not raining. It's warm enough, it's just a little cool breeze. And all the trees are finishing budding out and all the spring flowers are out. We're hoping that it doesn't freeze because a lot of the apricot trees are in bloom right now. And we don't want their buds to freeze. So we're hoping that it'll warm, but not too fast, so the snow melt will be slow. If it does it gradually, there probably won't be any flooding. But if it gets hot all of a sudden, Utah will be in for a lot of flooding and slides, a lot of problems. So that's about all we have for this tape. Grace is going to be speaking in her ward Sunday on Mother's Day. She said she's going to tape it and send you a copy of it. So she'll have a special message for you then. But we enjoyed getting together. It's the music we used was some that I'd used when I played for the group in Oklahoma. It was fun to use it again, especially to have my sisters sing with me. Okay, you want to tell her Happy Mother's Day one more time?
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you, Mom.
I want him.